I'm going to use two stands today. You wouldn't think it would take so many devices in order to be able to share God's word. Could you picture Jesus having to have microphones and things like that? Let's pray for a moment. Father, we thank you for your word.
天父, 我们感谢你的话语,
and we thank you for our Lord Jesus.
我们也谢谢你赐给主耶,
and we thank you for your Holy Spirit.
我们也谢谢你的圣灵,
and we pray that you would give us greater understanding of all three of these wonderful gifts that you have given us.
我们希望圣灵能够感动我们，让我们能够明白这三样东西对我们来说，对我们来，对我们的意义。
Open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to what you have to teach us this day.
看我们的眼睛，看我们的心，让我们明白你所向我们教导的。
And help us to apply it, Lord, in a way that brings you glory.
也帮助我们能够把你的话应用到生活当中，让我们来荣耀你。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, first slide, please. So, do you recognize this picture?
所以大家能够看得清楚那个图片。
It's supposed to be a fireplace, just in case you can't tell.
就是这是一个壁炉, 如果大家看不出来的话。
And 100 years ago, a fireplace was probably one of the most important things you could have in a house.
在100年前的话, 每个家中的壁炉可能是这个家中最重要的一件设施。
And that's especially true if you lived in Illinois.
特别是当你住在伊利诺伊的时候, 这个就更为重要了。
In the wintertime.
然后在冬天的时候,
and sometimes in the spring as well.
有的时候在春天我们也需要它。
Because you could get very cold without one.
因为如果大家没有壁炉的话, 家里就会很冷。
And so if you would walk into the average house, you would see the fireplace.
所以你当去到每人家的时候, 你就看到这个壁炉。
And particularly when it was cold, you would see a fire burning in it.
所以如果当天气冷的时候, 你就看到壁炉里面其实有火是点着的。
Now if that fire was not in the fireplace, then you would think that maybe something was wrong.
所以如果当你看到壁炉当中其实没有火的话, 你就会在想说, 哪里出问题了。
Well, this particular fireplace is a picture of what we call a gas log.
所以其实在这个壁炉当中, 我们实际上是有一种那种原木形状的那种燃烧嘴。
An old traditional fireplace, you use wood.
因为在传统的壁炉当中, 大家都用的是木头。
And you spend a lot of time, you know, starting the fire and getting it just right, so then you add more wood.
就是大家把那个木头好容易把它用各种方式把它点着之后，然后再不停的往里面加木头。
I learned how to make a fire when I was in Boy Scouts when I was little.
就是在我很小的时候，我参加过童子军，然后在那个时候我学习了怎么样来点火。
But a gas log is much easier.
但是就是这种原木的燃烧嘴会更加的容易。
Instead of wood, you have ceramic logs.
就大家没有那个没有虽然没有木头，但是却有这些瓷的这些东西。
And there's a gas line that runs underneath the logs.
但是就有一条那个煤气管天然气线，它会从这个原木当中穿过。
And there's a pilot light there.
然后这里面有一根管子。
So just a little tiny flame that's burning.
就是里面会有非常小的火会点着。
And you go to a knob and you turn it on.
然后你就去那边的话有一个按钮，然后你把它扭开。
And whoosh, you have a fire immediately.
然后你马上就会那个熊熊大火就会燃烧起来。
And even better, when you're all done, you just turn it off.
然后当你觉得够暖的时候，你就可以把那个火给关上。
There's no smoke.
家里没有烟。
There's no danger of the fire, you know, jumping out with a spark.
也不会说有火灾的危险。
And we have a gas log in our house.
因为我们在家里都有这种原木状的这种燃烧嘴。
And so it's especially nice when you have that gas log in the wintertime. You just go turn it on, and the heat immediately begins to warm you.
所以说，当天气冷的时候，家里有一个这样的东西，确实是非常好的。但觉得冷的时候，就可以把它打开，然后就会屋子里就会暖和起来。
Well, as human beings, we are like a fireplace.
其实对于我们人类来说，我们也像一个壁炉一样。
We have this opening in which there's supposed to be a warm fire of God burning.
其实在我们心中，我们这种空荡的地方，就是应该是有神的爱在我们心中燃烧。
But until we become Christians, that fireplace is empty.
其实当时呢，在我们成为基督徒之前，我们心中的这个火壁炉是熄灭的。
In other words, it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
就换句话来说，就是我们心中这个壁炉，它没有尽到它应尽的功能。
But when we become Christians, God places His fire of the Holy Spirit within us.
但是一旦我们成为基督徒之后呢，神就会把圣灵放在我们心中，我们心中就会有圣灵的火焰。
And when that fire is in the fireplace, it produces the warmth of God's love for all to see.
所以当圣灵的火焰在我们心中燃烧的时候，我们就会产生爱，然后让世人能够看到。
But unfortunately, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian.
但是很多时候很不幸的是，我们却很难区分一个基督徒和一个非基督徒的区别。
Both tend to be somewhat empty.
但大家两个人看上去都好像是空空的。
Neither have that warmth and feeling of the presence of God shining from within them.
两个都没有说在他们的身上能够看到那种神的爱的暖暖的爱在他们身上。
Next slide. And so the question is, why does that not happen?
所以我们就有个问题，就是说，为什么在基督徒身上我们看不到神的爱呢？
Because we know that if we are Christians, the Holy Spirit is within us.
因为我们知道，如果一旦成为基督徒的话，我们就会有圣灵在我们心中。
But sometimes the Holy Spirit is not allowed by us to produce the fire of God's love the way that it should.
但是有的时候的话，圣灵不是随我们自己的意思来说，让我们能够创造出、能够产生神的爱。
So when we release the Holy Spirit, then His power begins to put this fire within us that warms not just us but everyone around us as well.
所以说，一旦说如果我们心中有圣灵的力量，然后我们把这种圣灵的力量能够释放出来的话，就能够把神给我们的爱能够展现出来，能够温暖到周围所有的人。
And this is what Paul's teaching in Ephesians chapter 5 teaches us today.
所以说这是保罗他在以弗所书第五章里面来教导我们的。
He tells us we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他教导我们说我们要被圣灵充满。
And that means that we need to be constantly praying for the Spirit to renew us and revive us and to enable us to be God's fireplace.
所以说其实他这就意味着说我们要不断的来进行祷告，然后让神的灵能够在我们心中不断的做工，能够让我们的心不断的成为神的这样的一个壁炉。
I want to break this passage down a little bit today and think about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers.
所以说我们今天就把这几段经文来把它分解一下，然后来看一下圣灵他在我们生活我们基督徒的生命当中所进行的这样的一些工作。
So let's go to the next slide. And I want to read this passage one more time to you.
所以我们再一次来读一下这段经文。
I'm starting with verse 18.Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, but instead be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
以弗所书五章十八到二十一节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱，彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Now, what's next slide, please? What's the normal expectation of the Holy Spirit's role in the life of believers.
所以说对我们对我们信主的人来说，我们大家通常希望圣灵在我们生命当中是起到什么样的作用？
Well, for us, beginning even before we're Christians, His role in our lives is to bring conviction.
所以其实在我们成为基督徒之前，圣灵其实就已经在我们身上做工，那他所做的工就是给我们定罪。
And after conviction, he brings conversion.
所以在我们心中对自己定罪之后的话，他让我们能够进行一个转化，能够让我们来信主。
And after conversion, then he helps us to continue walking with God in the way that God intended.
一旦我们信主成为基督徒之后的话，那圣灵能够帮助我们能够持守在主爱当中，能够让我们一直来与主同行。
Now we'll go to the next slide. What is conviction?
所以什么是定罪呢？
Well, conviction is seen in John 16:8 when Jesus says these words.
其实定罪就是在约翰福音十六章八节里面说得很清楚。
When he comes, he, the Holy Spirit, will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
在约翰福音中他说他既来了就要叫世人为罪为义为审判自己责备自己。
When we hear the word conviction, usually it's in a courtroom setting.
通常当我们听到定罪这个词的时候我们通常是会想到法庭。
And the picture is that the judge, or that the jury, and then the judge tells you as an individual that you have committed a crime.
通常是法官或者是陪审团会告诉我们说你犯了罪。
And I have never been to court.
我从来没有去过法庭。
I've never been convicted of a crime.
我也从来没有被指责过犯罪。
But I can imagine that that would be a very horrible experience to know that you have been seen to be guilty by everyone in the community.
但是我可以想象到说，当如果社区当中每个人都认为我是有罪的时候，这种感觉是多么的恐怖。
And that's what the Holy Spirit's role is in the lives of people.
所以其实这是圣灵他在人们当中所进行的这种工作。
Non-Christians.
非基督徒
Christians alike.
还有基督徒
He is there to point out to us when we sin and what keeps us apart from God.
然后他圣灵会向我们指出说我们什么时候我们犯罪了然后告诉我们是什么东西拦阻了我们和神的关系
The encouraging part about that is the fact that everyone in the world at some point comes under the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
就是值得我们欣慰的是在这个世界上每一个角落其实大家心里或多或少都能够明白说圣灵对我们的指责
Without the conviction of the Spirit, there's no knowledge of our need for the salvation that God offers us in Jesus.
因为如果大家心里没有这种定罪的感觉这种被定罪的感觉的话我们不会说我们认为需要救赎我们就不会认为我们需要主耶稣
And so before any individual can ever even begin to seek after God, the Holy Spirit must be at work in his life.
所以说一旦其实是当每一个人他在寻求神之前其实圣灵都有在他们的心中做工让他们认罪
The Spirit points out our sins and he points out God's provision.
他不但他指出我们生命当中所犯的罪他也告诉我们神的恩典神的预备
And so I thank God for this role of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
所以我们非常感谢神他有圣灵在我们当中
Next slide please.The second thing that the Holy Spirit does in our lives is He brings about our conversion.
然后圣灵他在我们生命当中做的第二件事情就是他转化我们，让我们能够信主。
Now you look at these fancy theological terms I've put on this slide.
就大家可以看到这些非常华丽的这些神学术语。
If you go to seminary, they'll give you much more precise definitions of what each of these terms mean.
如果大家去读神学院的话，那神学院里的教授会给大家对这些术语进行一个更详尽的解释。
But when the Holy Spirit begins the work of salvation in our lives, applying the blood of Jesus to us, He first justifies us.
其实当圣灵在我们生命当中做工，开始转化我们的时候，首先他所做的第一件事情就是让我们称义。
Romans 3:24 says this.If I can find it. Romans 3:24 says, For all have sinned and fall... Oh, this is 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are freely justified by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
罗马书三章二十三到二十四节他说因为世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀如今却蒙神的恩典因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义
And in chapter 5 verse 9 it says Therefore we have been justified by his blood How much more shall we be saved through God's wrath through him
然后在五章第九节他说现在我们既靠着他的血称义就更要借着他免去神的愤怒
The Holy Spirit takes the completed work of Jesus Christ and applies it to our lives.
所以说圣灵他是来把这个让我们称义然后完全应用在我们的生命当中把耶稣基督的义当成我们的义。
So that's the first thing he does in our conversion, but he also regenerates us or gives us new life.
然后他做的第二件事情呢就是让我们重生他给了我们新的生命。
In John chapter 3, the famous chapter where Nicodemus comes to see Jesus.
所以当在约翰福音第三章这个非常重要的非常著名的篇章当中就是尼哥底母他来见耶稣。
In verse 5 and 6 we read this. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit.
所以在约翰福音三章五到六节耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国从肉身生的就是肉身从灵生的就是灵。
And so as the Spirit brings the forgiveness of Jesus into our lives, He makes us new creations.
所以说当圣灵把耶稣基督对我们 的饶恕带到我们生命当中来之后，他其实给了我们一个新的生命。
In Galatians, Paul says, the old dies and the new comes.
在加拉太书中保罗说就是旧我已经死了现在是一个新的我在活着。
And so the Holy Spirit gives us new life.
所以说圣灵他给了我们一个新的生命。
And if you have submitted yourself to follow Jesus as Lord and Savior, then you have done so because of the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果当我们能够把认耶稣基督为主为我们的救主和我们生命的主的时候，实际上就是圣灵在我们生命当中所做的工。
But the Holy Spirit doesn't stop just with giving us new life.
但是圣灵在给完我们新的生命之后，并没有就停止工作了。
And this is exciting for me because I could not do this on my own.
对，这个对我来说是非常非常开心的一件事情，因为我知道我不能靠着自己来完成这些事情。
But he sanctifies us or makes us holy.
然后他实际上是还使我们成圣，实际上就是令我们成为圣洁。
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, we read this: We ought to always thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth.
所以在《帖撒罗尼迦后书》二章十三节里面这样说道：主所爱的弟兄们呐、我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
Just like we can do nothing to save ourselves,
就像我们不能够做任何事情来拯救我们自己一样。
We can do nothing to be holy.
我们也不能够做任何事情来让我们成为圣洁。
We sometimes think that holiness is the result of doing all kinds of good works.
有的时候我们会想说我们希望能够通过做各样的好的事情来让我们成圣。
But that's only the result of the holiness that the Spirit places in our lives.
但实际上成为圣洁只是由圣灵他在我们生命当中所的进行的作为。
We are holy not because of works, but because the presence of God in us through the Holy Spirit.
我们成为圣洁不是因为我们做了多少好的事情，而是因为有神的灵在我们心中能够让我们成为圣洁。
Now, so far, all these things the Holy Spirit does in our conversion is individual.
就到目前为止，所以我们刚才所说的这三个工作都是针对一个人的。
But he also does something that's corporate or for all of us.
但是他还做些事情是针对所有人，针对全体的会众。
And that's the fact that he takes us as an individual and puts us into the body of Christ.
就是他把我们每个人，他在我们每个人身上做工之后，然后让我们每个人能够进入到主的肢体当中。
Some people say, "Well, can't I be a Christian by myself?"
有的人就说啊，我能够就自己成为一个基督徒就好了吗
？And my response is usually, "No, not unless you're the only Christian around."
我的回答通常都是不行，除非你在这个世界上是唯一一个基督徒。
Because when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, He gives us a spiritual gift.
因为当圣灵来到我们心中的时候，他给了我们很多属灵的恩赐。
He might make you a spiritual fingernail.
他可能使到你的，他可能使你成为一个属灵的一个领袖。
Or you might be a biceps.
或者是你，或者成为，或者是另外身体上的其他的肢体的部分。
But he makes you a part of the body of Christ.
但是他能够，他就是让你成为在这个耶稣肢体当中的成为一员。
And it's an essential part of what it means to be a Christian for you.
然后对于你来说，成为基督徒的最重要的、最中心的是什么意义是什么呢
？And also for the church.
然后对于教会来说的意义是什么呢？
I don't know about you, but you know, have you ever lost a fingernail or a toenail?
所以我不知道大家怎样，但是你有人曾经就失去过手指或者脚趾吗
？A few weeks ago, I was playing basketball.
前几周他在牧师在玩这个打篮球。
And somebody stomped on my foot.
然后有人就踩到他的脚。
And my big toenail turned black and fell off.
然后他的大脚趾就脱落了。
Now I never think about my toenails usually.
然后在此之前的话，他的他从来没有想到他从来没有想过他的脚趾。
But I can tell you the truth that as soon as I did not have my toenail anymore, it affected me as a whole person.
但是一旦失去了这个脚趾上面脚趾盖的时候，然后就感觉对我整个人都产生了非常大的一个影响。
And because I'm a big baby, I walk around like this, you know.
然后我就像一个小孩子一样，这样就一瘸一拐的走。
But when one of you fails to use the gift that the Holy Spirit has given you, then you make the body of Christ less effective.
所以当如果我们基督徒我们没有很好的运用神给我们的恩赐的时候，实际上是我们让整个身体的功能就没有那么的完善。
And so it's important for us to keep in mind that the work of the Holy Spirit is not just for us as individuals, but for all of us to come together and reflect the reality of Jesus Christ.
所以说我们必须要认识到是圣灵它不但在我们每个人身上做工，它其实所起到更重要的作用是能够让我们大家所有的基督徒能够到一起来，然后一起来彰显主耶稣。
So the Holy Spirit convicts us and he converts us.
所以圣灵它首先它使我们定罪，然后它转化我们。
But he also helps us to continue in the faith.
然后他能够帮助我们在信心当中一直持续下去，持守下去。
These are just a few of the ministries of the Holy Spirit in continuance in our lives as believers.
所以这其实只是圣灵他在我们不断持续的这种基督徒的生涯当中所做的仅仅的一些小几方面的事情。
And I was originally going to do a little mini sermon on each one of these.
然后我曾经想过说，在圣灵所做的每一项事工上面，我都来说准备一篇小小的讲道。
And I realized if I did that, we'd be here until next Sunday.
然后我意识到说，如果我真的做那个的话，就可能要持续到下个星期。
And then I thought, well, I'll just read the scriptures.
然后我就想说，那我就把这些经文给大家读一遍。
But then I began to realize, if I did that, we would be here until probably well after lunchtime.
然后我意识到，如果我把这些经文都读一遍的话，大家可能在这边要待到午餐时间了。
And I don't think Temple Baptist Church would like that.
然后我不认为说 TBC 会喜欢这样。
And so I'm going to read through these and just give you a very brief.Description of each.
所以说我就跟大家简单来读一下这些圣灵所做的工作。
In John 14:26, we read that the Holy Spirit is the Comforter or Counselor.
然后在约翰福音14:26，我们可以读到说圣灵他是我们的保惠师，也是来提醒我们。
His presence in our lives helps us to recognize that God is with us and reminds us of the things He wants us to do.
然后圣灵在我们心中，他会不断的提醒我们说，神他一直都在我们周围，也会提醒我们说，神他希望我们做些什么样的事情。
In John 16:13, we find that the Holy Spirit is actually our teacher.
然后在约翰福音16:13，我们可以发现圣灵他实际上是我们的老师。
I can stand up here and lecture to you all day long, but unless the Holy Spirit teaches and applies it to you.I'm wasting my time.
就是像牧师的话，他可以站在这边跟大家讲一天的道，但除非圣灵在大家心中做工，亲自对大家心说话，不然的话，他牧师所说的话都是白说，都是白费的。
We learn that the Holy Spirit also empowers us and enables us to be witnesses.
然后我们也看到说，圣灵他其实加添给我们力量，然后能够让我们成为主的见证。
In Matthew 10:20, Jesus said, "Hey, don't even worry about what you're going to say in advance."
然后其实，在马太福音10:20就可以说，其实大家。都不用担心提前要准备好说些什么东西。
The Holy Spirit is going to give you the words that you need when you need them.
圣灵会把在你所需要的时候把你当说的话放到你的嘴中。
Well, that's not an excuse to be unprepared either.
但是这并不能够成为大家不去做准备的一个借口。
But it does remind us the fact that what happens in witness is the responsibility of the Holy Spirit who convicts and converts.
所以其实也提醒我们说，其实我们能够成为主的一个见证，也是圣灵他在定罪、在转化我们之后所做的一个工作。
The Holy Spirit is the agent by which we worship the Father.
然后圣灵的话也是在我们在敬拜神的时候起了一个是起的一个中介的一个作用。
Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well that God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
所以说耶稣他在跟那个撒玛利亚的妇人在井边聊天的时候，他告诉那个撒玛利亚妇人说你们当拜父要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
If by the sheer volume of verses,you try to describe the most important role of the Holy Spirit, it would be guidance.
所以但是当我们在看了圣灵的所有的工作的时候，我们认为就我们看到它最重要的话实际上是它的指引的引导的作用。
I listed, I think, 6 different passages there, but the Holy Spirit leads and guides and speaks to us to get us where he wants us to be.
实际上就是在这边列出了6节经文，然后可以看到说圣灵他实际上他在亲自对我们说话，然后在心里引导我们，让我们去做他想要我们去做的事情。
The Holy Spirit is the agent of prophecy.
然后圣灵也是啊、可以让我们来说预言的一个中介。
The Holy Spirit applies the love of God to our hearts.
圣灵把神的爱慢慢的浇灌在我们心里面。
And not only brings the love of God, but brings the peace of God as well.
它不但是把神的爱浇灌在我们心里面，也同时也让我们的心里有平安。
It's interesting that Paul writes in Romans chapter 8 that the Holy Spirit prays for us.
实际上在保罗在罗马书第八章的时候，他有说到说圣灵用他说不出的叹息来为我们祷告。
When we have something that's so heavy on our hearts, we don't even have the right words to lift up to God that burden, the Holy Spirit is already praying a prayer for us.
所以其实有的时候我们心里觉得非常的沉重，我们的负担非常，心理负担非常重的时候，我们甚至于不愿来到神的面前，或者不知道在神的面前怎么样来祷告，但是圣灵他在这个时候就会来为我们祷告。
And I mean, in some senses, the last one sums up all of them, in that the Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses.
所以其实在从某种意义上来说，最后一个功能实际上把前面的所有的都给总结了，就是它帮助我们的软弱。
Any place that we are deficient, the Holy Spirit is willing to make that deficiency up.
所以其实在我们哪个地方有软弱，圣灵就让我们在哪里变得坚强，刚强起来。
And he does so in order that God might be glorified in very weak vessels like us.
所以说其实神就可以在通过像我们借用我们这些软弱的器皿身上来获得荣耀。
So what about? I mean, why is all this important?
所以那我们知道这些有什么用呢？为什么这些对我们来说这么重要呢？
Well, the reason it's important is because we cannot tap into any of these blessings of continuance at all unless we are constantly filled with the Holy Spirit.
其实我们说这些的重要性就在于说，假如我们不能够持续的来让圣灵充满在我们的生命当中的话，我们上面所说的这些所有的这些祝福都不可能实现。
In Ephesians 5:16, Paul makes this a command. He, through the Holy Spirit, he says, "Be filled with the Spirit."
所以其实在以弗所书五章十六节的时候，保罗他就给了我们这样一个命令，他说要被圣灵充满。
Hey, this is not a request.
这并不是一个请求。
This is not a suggestion.
也不是一个建议。
This is something that is expected of every believer.
这实际上是他对我们每一个基督徒的一个期望。
Now, and it's not something which is just a one-time type of thing.
这也不是说一生就只有一次的事情。
When you are converted, you are given the Holy Spirit's presence in your life.
当大家信主之后，大家的心中就会有圣灵的进驻。
But the Spirit needs to be constantly renewed in us.
然后，但是圣灵的话，它在我们心中需要不断的被更新。
And so the way Paul words this command is in what's called a continual present tense.
所以其实保罗他在给我们这个命令的时候，他实际上是用一种一直在持续的一种现在的时态。
And so maybe the best way to translate it is like this.
所以说其实最好的翻译的方式应该是这样的。
As long as it is now, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以其实应该这样说，只要是不管是在何时何什么时候都要被圣灵充满。
And the other thing about the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit is the fact that it's not an active activity for us.
然后还有一点很重要的是，就是我们被圣灵充满，不是我们主动的去做一件事情，而是我们是被动的。
I mean, we don't have to work harder. Oh, more spirit.
Yeah. 我们不用说去做很多的工作，很勤奋的来说，哦，我们要更多的圣灵，要更多的圣灵。
For us, it's a yielding to the Spirit's presence that's already in our lives.
所以对于我们来说，我们要做的事情是顺服圣灵，顺服耶稣基督。
Let's go back to the fireplace and the gas log again for a moment.
所以我们再回到我们刚才所说的那个壁炉的那个比喻。
When my fireplace is not on, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have the capability of being on.
所以当我的壁炉是熄灭的时候，并不代表说它没有点燃的燃烧的这样一个能力。
It merely means I haven't turned the knob to make the flame come up.
它只是说我还没有把那开关给打开，然后让那个火充满整个壁炉。
And being filled with the Spirit is the same way.
所以其实被圣灵充满也是一样的。
You have the Spirit in your life.
大家都有圣灵在你的心中。
But there are times when we don't recognize it.
但很多时候的话，我们却意识不到。
Or where we maybe sin and turn our backs on His presence.
但有的时候，就是我们犯罪了，然后我们就转身不看他，就忽略圣灵的感动。
And so it's important for us to recognize that we need to be aware of what's going on in our lives to tell whether the Spirit's active or not.
所以说其实在我们生命当中，我们需要有些事情来告诉我们，来看着说圣灵在我们心中是否是一个处在一个活跃的一个状态。
So there's a negative and a positive way to tell whether the spirit's there.
所以我们有两个方面，一个是正面的，一个是负面的，这两个方面能够告诉我们说圣灵是否在我们心中不断的在做工。
I think I may have them out of order. Do you want to go back one? Okay, go forward two. There we go. And then we'll go back for the next one. The negative evidence that the Spirit is in our lives is if we are acting very immature in terms of our spiritual lives.
在其实负面的一个证据或者说是一个影响力，就是说我们实际上在我们属灵生命当中，我们非常的不成熟。
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 3:1, Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, as mere infants in Christ.
所以说在保罗在哥林多前书三章的第一节，他说，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
The Corinthians were acting like a bunch of big babies spiritually.
然后在哥林多教会有很多很多这样属灵的婴孩。
They had been baptized.
他们也受洗了。
They had been filled with the Spirit.
他们也有圣灵在他们心中。
They had a tremendous amount of spiritual gifts in the church.
他们在他们教会当中有非常非常多的属灵的恩赐。
But because they were not being constantly refilled, renewed in the Holy Spirit, they were not acting the way that they should have been as believers.
但实际上就是因为他们心中的圣灵没有不断的更新，没有不断的对，没有不断的更新，然后他们就不能够把他们应当所要表现出来的这种行为能够做出来。
Let's skip back to the previous slide. There's a positive way in which we also can tell how this Holy Spirit's operating in our lives.
然后我们可以从一个积极正面的角度来看圣灵在我们心中是怎么样被充满之后的一个状态。
Right after Paul gives this command, he says that we are to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
然后保罗在给了我们这个被圣灵充满的命令之后，他就说当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
We're to be singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord.
然后我们来口唱心和的赞美主。
We are to give thanks in all things.
我们凡事谢恩。
And we're to be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
然后我们又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
These are all manifestations of the Holy Spirit's reality in our lives.
这些其实都是来形容圣灵在我们的生命当中的一些表现。
And the interesting thing is that as we begin to participate positively in the Spirit, that this actually causes more filling of the Spirit.
实际上很有意思的是，当我们能够让自己积极主动的来进入到这样的一些表现、这样的一些特征状态当中的时候，我们可以发现圣灵在我们生命当中会更加积极的主动。
Next slide. You know, you can tell the difference between what it's supposed to be versus what it is by comparing the difference in lung capacity between a baby and a full-grown man.
所以我们其实可以从这个就是一个小婴孩还有一个大人他们的肺活量的这种区别上面，我们可以看到说我们应该要成为的样子和我们还没有成为样子中间的这个差距。
Babies make a lot of noise.
小 baby 很吵。
But it doesn't produce much.
但是它却不会制造很多的气体能量出来。
An adult can make a lot of noise too.
但大人也会非常的吵。
But hopefully it's to shout out the praise of God.
但是它可以说用尽全力来大声的来赞美神。
Next slide, please. Another way in which we can kind of measure this presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives is by comparing the fruit of the Spirit, which is there on the
left.
And the fruit of the flesh, which is on the left.
所以还有一种方式就是让我们知道怎么样被圣灵充满之后的状态，就是我们可以对比一下我们圣灵所结的果子，就是在左手边的圣灵所结的果子和右手边的这些肉体上的表现，仍然是不成熟的表现的一个对比。
Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, drunkenness, and orgies.
奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴。
The world says, "Yes, it sounds like fun."
然后整个世界就会说，哇，非常好，就看听起来非常有意思、有趣。
God says, no, it's only going to destroy you.
然后神说这样不好，这样的话你们这样的话我会毁灭你们。
And the degree to which we as believers allow ourselves to be drawn into these types of things shows us that we are getting further and further away from the Spirit's control in our lives.
所以说当我们这些基督徒一旦说我们来越来越参与到这些所说的刚才所说的这些事情当进入到这些状态当中的时候就表明其实我们离神越来越远了。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
但是在圣灵的果子一个是仁爱
And joy and peace and patience.
然后喜乐和平忍耐
Kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
恩慈良善信实温柔节制
You know, you can almost keep a spiritual report card on yourself.
实际上大家都可以给自己保留一个自己的圣灵 的这个记录。
You know, if you make a list like this and maybe once a week sit down and go through that list and say, well, how have I done this week in terms of being kind?
然后就是我们可以在每个星期的回顾一下说我这周在仁爱方面或者在其他方面我做的怎么样。
Or have I been self-controlled?
或者说我在这个星期有节制吗？
How gentle am I with those around me?
然后我对周围的人是有够温柔吗?
Have I really experienced joy in the midst of finals?
或者说我在我这个繁忙的这个考试季的时候我还能够仍然保持喜乐的心吗?
You know, God provides these things for us and he gives them freely through the Holy Spirit.
然后其实神他把这些东西都白白的给到我们他通过圣灵来给到我们。
All we have to do is ask.
其实我们所要做的就是我们求问。
Let's skip the next slide and go to the next one after that. The way that I have always tried to encourage people to be filled with the Spirit is through a concept called spiritual breathing.
实际上就是牧师他鼓励大家来不断的来被圣灵充满，他是通过一个过程，就是叫属灵的呼吸。
This is not an original idea with me.
这并不是牧师原本他的自己的想法。
Campus Crusade for Christ. Taught me this when I was a new Christian 40 years ago.
在四十年前有一个人对他将牧师刚刚成为新的基督徒的时候有人这样对他说
If you've been through my discipleship group, you already know about this.
如果大家曾经参加过牧师的这个门徒训练班的话就大家基本上都很清楚这个概念
And I may have even mentioned it in a sermon in here before.
就是我牧师曾经在之前的一些讲道当中可能也提到过
But the fact is, physically, breathing is necessary for life.
就实际上我们大家都知道说对我们人来说正常的呼吸是非常重要的。
The person who doesn't breathe is called dead.
如果一个不呼吸的人我们就称他是死人。
And the person physically who only breathes in and never breathes out is also very soon dead.
然后如果有一个人他如果只吸不呼的话那他很快也会死掉。
Or if you only always breathe out and never breathe in, you're dead.
然后如果大家一直都是往外呼气然后不往里吸气的话也很快就死了。
Respiration requires inhaling the good and exhaling the bad.
其实呼吸这个过程它是要求我们不断吸入新鲜的好的东西氧气然后呼出不好的像废气二氧化碳。
And the same thing is true for us spiritually.
实际上在我们属灵的生命当中也是一样。
If we want to be filled with the Spirit, we need to exhale the bad and inhale the good.
实际上当我们如果想要保持我们属灵上的健康的话我们需要把不好的东西给呼出去然后把好的东西给吸进来。
And so spiritually speaking, to exhale the bad is to breathe out is to confess our sins.
所以说其实当我们把坏的东西呼出去实际上就是意味着我们要来认罪认我们自己的罪。
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以说在约翰一书的时候他就说当我们如果我们认自己的罪神是信实的他必然赦免我们的罪赦免我们一切的饶恕我们一切的不义。
Sin is something which destroys life.
罪的话它会 毁坏我们的生活
And that's true for Christians as well as non-Christians
这个不管对基督徒还是非基督徒来说都是一样的
For us as Christians the effects of sin don't necessarily exclude us from heaven
就是对基督徒来说罪它虽然不会把我们跟天堂隔绝开
But that sin will keep us from really experiencing the abundance of a relationship with God and his people
但确实的话当基督徒犯罪的时候罪会让我们和神来就是跟让我们跟神之间就有了距离
So just like your body wants to exhale carbon dioxide we want to exhale sin from our spiritual lives
就好像我们的身体需要呼出二氧化碳一样我们的属灵上的身体我们也需要把罪给呼出去
Now I found that most Christians know and understand that
我发现很多基督徒并不是很明白这个。
But you still have to breathe in.
然后，你还得不停的往里面吸气。
And that's exactly what Paul is talking about in this passage in Ephesians 5:16.
然后这就是保罗他在以弗所书五章十六节所说到的。
He says, "Be filled with the Spirit."
他说要被圣灵充满。
Breathe in.
呼吸圣灵。
Breathe deeply.
然后深深的深呼吸。
Interestingly, in Greek and Hebrew, both the original languages of the Bible, the word for spirit and the word for breath are the same.
就是在很有趣的是，在希腊文和希伯来原文当中，这个圣灵和 spirit and what?
And breath.
Oh, breath 是和呼吸是同一个词。
So.Having the Holy Spirit in your life is just a.
所以说，当大家如果在心中有圣灵，然后有这个灵在心中的话，实际上就是不停的在呼吸。
All that we have to do is ask.
但我们所需要做的就是我们要求。
It's like turning on the fireplace.
就好像我们把这个壁炉打开一样。
Jesus says in Luke 11:13, "If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?"
所以在路加福音十一章十三节，他说，耶稣说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
And so, going back to Paul, as long as it is now, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们回到保罗，他也是实际上说，就现在，不管在什么时候，你们都要来求被圣灵充满。
Learn spiritual breathing the same way that you breathe physically.
就好像我们自然的呼吸这样子，我们来学习属灵上面的呼吸。
Make it a natural part of your life, moment by moment, to be aware of what God is doing.
实际上就是让这样的一个过程成为我们生活当中的一个习惯，让我们时刻都意识到神在我们生命当中的作为。
When you sin, confess your sin.
当大家犯罪的时候，当我们犯罪的时候，我们就来认罪。
And when you do, say, Holy Spirit, fill me anew.
然后我们就说，圣灵啊，请将我更新。
When you find yourself in a difficult situation, say, Holy Spirit, fill me and help me with this situation.
当我们处在一个艰难的状况的底下的时候，我们就会说，圣灵，求你来充满我，让我来帮助我来度过这样的一个困境。
When you find your joy running very low,
当大家看见自己的喜乐不断在减少的时候，
or when you feel the love of God very distant,
或者说我们觉得神的爱离我们很遥远的时候，
say, Holy Spirit, fill me again.
然后我们就会说，圣灵，请再次将我充满。
James says, you don't have.Because you don't ask.
雅各在雅各书中说，你们没有是因为你们不求。
And if you ask, you will receive.
然后如果你求的话，你们就会收到。
Next slide. Let's go on to the next one too. Okay, there we go. So, back to the fireplace once more.
所以我们现在再次回到壁炉这个上面来。
Do you want the light of Jesus Christ to shine from your life?
大家希望说自己的生命当中能够有随时充满耶稣基督的光吗？
Do you want the warmth of the love of God to extend from you to others?
大家希望自己的生命当中充满了神的爱，而且能够把这种爱来给到别人吗？
Then you've got to turn the fireplace on.
那大家就必须要把壁炉给打开。
You know, if you go out and after church today and you go to start your car and it's got plenty of gas but it won't start,Will you get rid of the car?
就是大家在这个敬拜结束之后，然后去开车。你的车里虽然装满了汽油，但如果大家不把引擎开动的话，这个车还会启动吗？
No, you'll probably check and see if the fuel pump's working, and get that fixed, and then the car will go.
然后大家就会想要说，是不是这个气泵有什么问题？然后会看检查之后，如果修了之后，然后就启动，然后车才能开。
If you get home tonight and you find the lights aren't on, will you say, "Oh, I've got to live in darkness"?
然后如果大家回到家，然后发现家里一片漆黑，没有灯，然后就会说，就是没有电。
No, the light's there, the electricity's present. You just have to flip the switch on.
其实电池一直都在那儿，大家只是需要说，我们只是需要说把开关给打开。
The Holy Spirit is present in your life, brothers and sisters.
就是弟兄姐妹们，我们的圣灵其实是一直在我们生命当中的。
But you've got to turn the pilot light on.
但是大家需要把圣灵的火点燃。
And when you do, God will bless us.
当我们把圣灵的火点燃的时候，神会祝福我们。
As individuals,
不管是作为个人，
as a church,
还是作为整个教会。
And the church will represent Jesus in a fantastic new way to the world.
然后教会的话会作为耶稣基督的一个代表来展现在全世界面前。
May God bless us with Holy Spirit revival.
希望神能够保守我们的圣灵 的复兴。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Thank you, Father, for the fact that you know we cannot do it alone.
天父，我们谢谢你，你知道我们的软弱，我们不能够靠自己来做这些事情。
And so, as you have saved us by grace,
我们是凭着恩典来得救。
You fill us with grace.
你把你的恩典满满的充在我们身上。
And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come right now.
我们现在就邀请圣灵马上就到我们心中来。
Fill us as your people.
然后让我们的人生，我们每一个人都被圣灵充满。
And every moment by moment,
Amen. 每一刻都被圣灵充满。 Amen.